On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Six Rings postgame show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Pats Nation, got to ground one out. Another one on the road. We just got to keep stacking them. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate the support. Let's go, baby. 10 wins. Let's keep going.
What's up, Pat fans? Marcus Jones here, man. Great win in Cincy. We back to Foxborough and everything like that. Appreciate you guys so much.
Well, there's a couple people trying to keep things positive because they were on the field and they understand the reality of how difficult it is to win in the NFL at home, on the road, when it's easy or when it's not, healthy or injured. Hunter Henry and Marcus Jones coming to you from Cincinnati on their way off the field. I'd like to also follow up on a report. Mike Reese said he did not see Mike Vrabel standing outside the locker room, dapping everyone up with the usual high fives and hugs, congratulating them. But later on, I saw in a video that at Patriots put out shortly thereafter, Mike Vrabel did greet everyone. It was inside the locker room. So perhaps he went back to the locker room to check on the health of some of his players. Then he greeted everybody. Top of the 6 o'clock hour here on the Six Rings postgame show. And of course, you know it, you love it, you always look forward to it. Joining us right now on the hotline for a little negativity, it would be WEEI.com's and of course the Football Sunday and Six Rings podcast regular, Miss Megan Onalini. Mego, as we begin each and every one of these segments, I have to ask you, what is the one word you would choose to describe today's victory?
May I have two words? Because it's a phrase.
Okay. Judges will allow.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Pyrrhic victory. You know that one, Andy? You got to know that one from your writing days.
Yep, and I've seen that already making the rounds, and you seem to have a lot of company in that description.
Pyrrhic victory.
And yes, so when it comes at such a large cost that it almost feels like defeat.
I was just going to say, the AI overview says a Pyrrhic victory is a win that comes at such a great cost that it's equivalent to a defeat. Wow, Mego, look at that. Good job.
Please, first of all, Fitzy, please don't bring AI into this portion of the show. We are human beings, and we are our independent thought, although it may be shared in a bit of a group think sometimes when we're covering teams, mm-hmm. is valuable, and we don't need to rely on AI. But yeah, the Will Campbell and possible, it looks like Jared Wilson is in a boot and had a walking cane, according to folks on the ground there. It's a big deal. That's your whole left side. I know you guys have talked about it ad nauseum to start this show, but it's the headline of this game. It's terrible.
I went with just for everyone playing along at home, we had requested the audience join us. I went with just a classic standard. Troubling was mine. You could have gone concerning, alarming as well. I know producer Zach Coe chimed in with one. Andy, what was yours?
I went with costly, which obviously falls in line with the Pyrrhic victory. Yeah,
That's a great one. That's a great one.
And Zach, what was yours?
Yikes.
Okay, simplicity is sometimes the best way to go.
Brevity is the soul of wit, or so I've been told. So, Mego, how to proceed emotionally when you know there is something to be appreciated over the grit and resolve shown to win on the road, win when your team isn't playing their best football and the other team is finding a way to stick with you, win in the face of injury and do what the Pats have done, yet at the same time understand that you took on some water, you may have poked a couple of holes in the side of the boat, and a few people may have jumped or been thrown overboard.
It's difficult to say without knowing the extent of the injuries, right? Because if, say, Jared Wilson is able to come back in 3 or 4 weeks or less time than that, not sure what we can even say the prognosis is likely to be with Will Campbell, because it does just seem like his, if you watch the tape, his leg moves at an unfortunate angle. Now, that having said, I'm not a doctor. I have no orthopedic experience. I don't know. But I think one thing about that this team has shown, even though I have said a couple times over the last week that I feel that this is a very friendly, soft schedule that they faced, they do show resiliency. I think emotionally they do, as a team and different units and phases of the game, they do show resilience in games and week to week. So even though losing that entire left side, if that's the case, for a couple weeks, or losing Will Campbell for who knows how long, it does seem like for this team, they have a natural innate ability to look at each other and just go like, well, what are we going to do? You know, pout about it, bitch about it. We'll be pissed off for 24 hours and probably this win won't feel as good as some of the others. It doesn't feel like winning in Tampa. But they've had a fantastic season so far, and you still have one of the best quarterbacks in the whole league.
Mago, I'm wondering what your reaction was, because I thought it was really interesting that we get our two big press conferences post-game every week. It's the head coach and the quarterback. The head coach's tone was one of defiance and anger, it seemed, at the podium. He was salty, or whatever you want to call it. And Drake May was legitimately emotional, especially when he was asked to talk about Will Campbell. Seemed like he almost got a little choked up there and wanted to, you know, almost tear up. So I was just wondering your reaction to the two emotions from those two guys.
If I had to tell you what I really think is that it doesn't seem to spell anything good for Will Campbell and whether he's going to be able to be available for the rest of this season. I think particularly Vrabel, he was a little different, I think, the second half of his availability. Now, I wasn't in the room, so I can't say like what the mood was. Sometimes things read differently when you're watching it on video versus being in the room, as you guys know. But yeah, I thought he came full of some kind of liquid and vinegar to start and saying like, hey, thanks guys for talking about injuries all week and our injury health. Of course, I do feel this is a superstitious team. Because things have been going so well, they do have their different superstitions. So it's kind of like there is an aspect to it of saying like, well, maybe a jinx is afoot. But I think overall, they just feel for that guy. He's done everything that they've asked him to as a rookie coming in. He had huge expectations from the outside put on him. I, along with a lot of other people, doubted his ability to be more than serviceable as a left tackle. And so it's just really unfortunate. And I think that's what both of those press conferences reflect. One, that everybody's kind of seems to be bracing themselves for the worst. And two, that this was a guy who is not just a foundation of the offense in terms of the X's and O's, but his personality means a lot. He as a person, he as a man, means a lot to that locker room.
Yeah, there was even that really fun piece that got passed around last night and earlier this morning. You guys played a little bit of it, I believe, on Football Sunday earlier this morning on WEEI Mego, with Will Campbell talking about how much fun these offensive dinners have been, or it's the lineman meals, and how, you know, they always go and get like three appetizers, then they have double helpings of dinner, and they're just yucking it up and showing so much personality that all these guys share together. And, you know, if that camaraderie takes a hit, or just, you know, those guys aren't around, you can't help but think like the chemistry and the balance, the big V word, Andy, I'll put a quarter in the jar. The vibes could get shaken a bit by all this.
Yeah, I don't think like losing these two guys from a perspective of the locker room gelling together, I'm not concerned about that. I think that this locker room is so strong. These guys are really close to one another from what I can see. And so I don't think that that will necessarily take a hit. I don't think their confidence will take a hit. I wrote about this immediately after the game. And the first thing that I thought of was Robert Spillane. And last week after the Jets win, when he said that he has like a player delusional syndrome, or however he said it, that he's delusional about thinking that he should have always been a starter, that they should win every game, that everything should always go their way, and that confidence. And I think that that's something that permeates throughout the entire locker room. If anything, with their identity, that is really naturally an identity for a lot of these guys individually. A lot of people think that they're like underdogs and trying to wreck expectations and everything. But I think it's more these guys just feel like they can hang with everybody. And even if they go down some of these really important players, they're still going to feel like they're in the fight.
One identity I didn't like today, there's a lot of people that believe, like a football team, if you need to get a yard, you need to prove you can get a yard. Felt like they had about 17 chances to prove they could get a yard on the goal line and didn't. How alarming was that, and to who do we point a finger?
I'm unfortunately going to point a finger at Josh McDaniels for that.
Oh, come on, that's my buddy.
I know, and you know, I'm a big McDaniels supporter, okay? I fight with Jones on Twitter, and I fight with Shime on the Sunday show about Josh McDaniels and how much credit I think he should get, as he did in the one season he had with Mac Jones and what he's able to do with this offense here. I also just wanted them to take the points at that point. But yeah, I thought that that was a disastrous sequence. That was kind of a bad look for them. But again, we say all this, you guys are forcing me into the negativity, and I'm saying they still came out of this with a win. It is concerning that you're in a one score game with one of the worst teams in the league in the fourth quarter, and kind of similar to with the Jets. Like, you know, I think a lot of us went into this game wanting to see a beatdown, wanting to see the running game really perform well with Ramondre back. And we certainly didn't get those indicators. And instead, we're all kind of focused on, who's this team going to be able to be? Are they going to be able to rise above their circumstances with these injuries that they seem to have sustained?
Megan Ottolini from Football Sunday, the Six Rings podcast, and WEEI.com, joining the Six Rings postgame show with Fitzy and Hart live after the Patriots win over the Bengals. What would you say, though, Mego, is, all right, you know, still sticking around the negativity, but what would be more concerning for you going forward, though, outside of the realm of injuries? Would it be the Patriots' inability to drive the ball home umpteen times from within first and goal, and especially on the goal line? Or would it be like odd plays like Christian Gonzalez getting cooked by a receiver named Tinsley late in the game when you need a little defense to stop the Bengals' momentum?
Do I have to choose? Because they both concern me. I don't think they're of equal concern. I think not being able to punch it in the red zone there is a little more concerning, because to me it's more situational. Whereas with Gonzalez, I haven't gone back and watched that play, so I can't say in the moment, like, if who knows what happened in particular with him there, but that's more of a one-off. Whereas this was like, okay, you had six snaps down there to move just 1 yard. And the one time that you're able to get in the end zone, you have a goofy offensive pass interference call that is so silly that Mac Hollins is laughing with the other team. It's like, come on, guys. I think that that has to be a little bit more of a concern.
Mego, do you think when we get back to work, whether it's Monday with Vrabel on the Greg Hill show and then the press conference, or as the holiday week plays on, are they going to do a good job turning the corner? You think we'll get a lot of next man up? Vidarian Lowe's a professional. He's done it before. Whatever it may be with these injuries, do you think there'll be a dramatic sort of turning of the page, at least verbally and emotionally?
Yeah, they have to acknowledge what the injury process is. So we're going to be asking about MRIs and all of the imaging stuff. So it's not like they can just say, we'll talk about Will when he's available again. You know, it's a huge deal and they know it. I will say what will be interesting to see is, if you remember way back at the end of summer and the beginning of the season, Vrabel was very protective about talking about his players' injury statuses. And that was one of the things that you, if you remember, the rat in the building comment, I believe went back to some of that. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we get a little bit of that from him trying to protect his locker room and control the flow of information as he wants to as the head coach. I would look for that. But when it comes to what this team is going to do in practice, I wrote this as well. You don't really replace a left tackle, you know? Like, if there's if you go down a quarterback, the only other position that is really the next tier down that is so bad to lose is your left tackle, and that's why you spend a number four overall pick on a left tackle, or why they get tremendous contracts. And so when people look at the trade deadline and say, well, God, why didn't you guys get more depth there? Like, part of me agrees with that with running back and safety and some of these other positions. But when it comes to tackle, and what are you going to do? You're going to go have two almost starting caliber left tackles on your team? I mean, look around the league and tell me how many of those teams have that.
Yeah. Well, technically, they're one of those teams because Vidarian Lowe was a starting left tackle last year in the
I love Vidarian Lowe is a wonderful guy. I think that he also, I mean, look, if you want to really get into that, he also has had trouble staying healthy. So, you know, it's not like
that's not where I thought you were going with that one.
I thought you were going to say he has trouble, you know, performing the role of left tackle.
Gosh, you're so mean, Andy.
The truth is never mean. You just basically said he has a great personality on the radio. You know, that's basically was your argument.
He does have a great personality. What's wrong with saying someone has a great personality?
I need him to block for the franchise and protect Drake May or all is going down the crapper fast.
Yeah, well, at the same time, though, you know, the AFC, you know, got shaken up a little bit today. Baltimore wins, Pittsburgh loses. The Texans are coming on. The Bills are looking fallible. The Chiefs eke one out at home, but it's mistake-addled. The Colts lose. So you're the number one seed for now. But, yeah, again, it's actually all sort of very on-brand for this wild, upside-down 2025 season. Mego, hope you have an awesome Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for calling in once again. Great segment. Great talking with you. And we'll catch you on the podcast and the .com, as always.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mego. Mego with the Pyrrhic victory talk here in her patented Megativity segment on the postgame show. 617-779-7937, your telephone number. Time for one more call, Andy, and then we'll catch a break, come back, and then...
Can I offer something up?
Actually, yeah, I'll put that on pause for a second. Yeah, please do.
Of minimum value, but it's a headline off of, and I'm trying to verify if it has...
If it's Yahoo with 3 O's, then no, it's not verified.
It's, I don't know. It's Sports Injury Central.
Okay.
I'm trying to verify. It has... All right, I'm just going to say, I don't know if this is valuable or not. I'm just going with it, which is always great to hear when you're presenting news on the radio. Mm-hmm. Sports Injury Central tweets out by video. Pro Football Doc says Patriots left tackle Will Campbell is likely to miss multiple weeks with an injured MCL. That's true, I think that's a positive. If it's multiple weeks,
massive positive.
MCL, if those two things are true, and I'm telling you, I have no idea the veracity of this report, so don't blame me like you're blaming me for the injuries to start with, but I'm just telling you, if that's what it is, that might be best case scenario, because I had kind of convinced myself it was going to be much worse than that.
Oh, for sure. That could be massive. Again, after every injury in any sport, it should be noted that a million different Twitter doctors...
Yep.
With all of their various followers and whatnot, always will rush to the fore of social media with their diagnoses and predictions. And the funny thing is, a lot of times more often than not, I should say, they're correct. After all, they're doctors, or so they tell us. That said,
they're professionals. That is their
job. At least somewhat is around here. But that could be a best case scenario if it's an MCL and it's multiple weeks. Could be back in time for the end of the regular season.
I'm back in Santa Clara, baby. Bring on the Super Bowl, baby.
All right, so duck boats. Don't bother putting the tarps and the covers on the duck boats, and don't put them in the garage. yet, Chief. 617-779-7937. When we come back, we will continue with the postgame show, get to the rest of your calls, thumbs up, thumbs down, see if we can check in with Big Ted during the live portion of the postgame show. But first, Zach, do we have any, should we trend?
Sure, might as well.
All right, why not? Here's everything else going on in the wide world of Boston sports, the NFL and beyond, with producer Zach Coe.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots escape Cincinnati with a 26-20 win over the Bengals. Drake May went 22 for 35 with a career-high 294 yards, one touchdown, and one interception, which if you look at it glass half full, it was pretty much two touchdowns because that was a pick six for the Bengals. It was a costly win, or as Mego put it, a Pyrrhic victory for the Pats as they lose both starters on the left side of the offensive line. Rookie guard Jared Wilson left with an ankle injury, while fellow rookie left tackle Will Campbell was carted into the locker room with a knee injury. Pats will host the 2-10 Giants on Monday Night Football next week. Elsewhere around the NFL, Chiefs beat the Colts 23-20 in overtime. Lions beat the Giants 34-27, also in OT. Currently, the Eagles up 21-7 over the Cowboys. Later tonight, Matt Stafford and the Rams hosting Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers on Sunday Night Football. Don't forget, you can hear that one right here on WEEI. Westwood One's coverage begins right after Six Rings at 7:30. Celtics hosting the Orlando Magic over at the Garden tonight. Orlando without guard Jalen Suggs and forward Paolo Banchero. Currently tied up at 13 apiece, just over halfway through that first quarter. Bruins wrapping up their three-game California stretch tonight in San Jose against the Sharks. According to WEEI's own Scott McLaughlin, prior to tonight's game, the Bruins activated center Elias Lindholm off injured reserve. Charlie McAvoy was placed on IR as a corresponding move. Tip-off from San Jose just after 8 o'clock. Finally, in some breaking MLB news, according to ESPN's Jeff Passan, the Texas Rangers are swapping second baseman Marcus Semien with the New York Mets for outfielder Brandon Nimmo. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores.
True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Six Rings postgame show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Very appropriate rejoin tune from producer Zach Coe, who always comes through with the tunes out of break. Because you know what, Andy? Sometimes we all roll on. And that's exactly what we have to do right now. Roll on with the postgame show, and the Patriots will have to roll on in the face of adversity, injury, and criticism, which is likely to come tomorrow. Let's go ahead and try to predict before we catch up on the rest of the calls and get to the always imitated, never duplicated thumbs up, thumbs down. What will the national media be talking about tomorrow? Because you know everyone's going to have an opinion. Everyone's going to try to get a bite of this pie. What will the national media be saying tomorrow about the New England Patriots and their 6-point squeaker against the Bengals?
Oh, I think they'll be focusing the same as we are on the Will Campbell injury and what it means for the rest of the season. Is this a, you know, fatal blow to the Patriots' mm-hmm. chances? And I did just want to
follow up
a little bit. Dr. Chow, David Chow, who's a pro football doc. Yep. Mm-hmm. He's former Chargers team doctor, sort of ahead of the curve in this whole business where there are multiples now. He is doing live video, actually, I believe, right now on various injuries throughout the day in the NFL. But he tweeted out, the video was not clear, but expect a multi-week absence for Patriots left tackle Will Campbell after he suffered a right MCL injury. So the good news is he is nowhere in there. Did you see the letters A, C, and L close to each other? He's got MCL, and multi-week absence to me is fine. I was thinking end the season type absence. When you saw him carted off, when you saw the towel over his head and the way he reacted, even with people talking about maybe Vrabel went in, was rushing in to see him and get to Will Campbell, and maybe that's part of why he greeted the team in the locker room. So if it's just a, and I don't want to diminish it because it's an injury it's that he's working through, but I do think this is a good sign. If you're talking multi-week, that means he returns. You're not talking about season ending. If he returns, then I return to the hope of you can win a playoff game. You can compete for whatever it is. And what you just said, Fitzy, is a weird, messed up AFC. There's no front runner. And if there is a front runner, you know who it is? It's you. It's the team in the mirror. It's the Patriots. You're atop the standings right now. So if Will Campbell is indeed coming back this season or even this regular season in December, like, I'll take that as an early Christmas miracle.
That will be spectacular. If in fact, Will Campbell isn't out for the season and can come back in the regular season, get back in game shape and get ready for a postseason run with the Patriots team that at worst, as of, well, a few weeks from now, because Denver had their bye this week. Patriots have one more game before their bye, Monday, December 1st, Monday Night Football against the New York Football Giants at Gillette. If they make it to 11-2, let's say Denver wins next week, the week after, I mean, they're going to be tied for the top spot, and there'll be various percentages as to who actually gets home field advantage and who doesn't. Hopefully it's one of those things, Andy, where, like, let's say both teams finish 14-3. If it comes down to one of those, like, oh, Denver's strength of this over percentage
I think what's going to screw you is conference losses, because you lost to the Raiders and you lost to the Steelers, both conference losses. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
There's still over a month for that, you know.
But the biggest thing for me is, biggest thing for me isn't even really the seed. Obviously, I would like to see this team be a number one seed, get the bye, get into the next round. But the biggest thing for me is, when Drake May takes the field in January in a playoff game, does he do so with number 66 to his left? And if he does that, I think that is a step in the direction of having a solid finish to whatever this season is going to look like this winter.
He's been such an integral component to the ride and the rebranding of the Patriots in Vrabel's image this year, obviously all the way back to the stories from the pre-draft workouts and having Will Campbell put Vrabel on his ass and falling in love with him because of what a hard ass and football guy he was. You'd hate to see such an emotional and physical component of the Patriots not be there for it. So, all right, all good signs, good updates here in the back half of the final hour of the Six Rings postgame show. According to the internet doctors, not the actual doctors who have examined him, nor Patriots actual, hopefully, looks like Will Campbell may not be out for the season. So fingers crossed, knock on wood. No official reporting, but that's the best we know, and that's what we got. 617-779-7937. Oh my gosh. Would you have ever thought if the living legend that is Jake in Boston were to call into the postgame show, the subject line on the call screener would be, gotta be positive? Oh, this.
Whoa.
This I gotta hear. Hello, Jake.
Sick. You're 10-2. 10-2. Best record in the league. You think I'm the negative one? Number one, I bet Cincy today on the spread because on paper, they have a more talented roster. And they were the home team. And you won that game. There's no reason to be negative, number one. Number two, since going to 17 games, this schedule is all about pacing yourself. This idea of avoiding injuries is impossible with this new schedule. So today was going to happen at some point. It's all a matter of how you deal with it. Now, if you want to be mad at something, you've got the cheap owner who tried to have his son become mayor and would rather buy Blue Square advertising than spend any money at the trade deadline or in free agency. And next year, they better, you know, they've had this nice run of winning one score games. Next year, they need to spend money because they're going to have a hard schedule and they're going to have to earn a lot more of those victories than against this schedule. But by God here. You let the Nepo baby scammers out the door 2 years ago, and the quarterback you had 2 years ago was too scared to propose the no-brainer way in Mac We Trust, and you've replaced him with a guy who loves the game and is addicted to the game instead of his 18-year-old girlfriend in Mike Vrabel, and a quarterback who is, golly gee, stays out of trouble. I think he goes to sleep at like 8 p.m. each night, and his wife doesn't want to be an influencer teaching Pilates, making awesome stuff. You've got it really good here. You've got it really good. Speaking of, when I got some Bill and Jordan news for you. So, and I'm going to break some news for you because this Bill, there's a new wrench in the Bill story. Uh-oh. So in 2023, April of 2023, Jordan and Bill are still going behind the scenes. Jordan drags Bill to Dallas for 3 days of Taylor Swift. And during those 3 days in which they sat on the floor and in the owner's box, Bill was talking to Jerry Jones about the Cowboys job when Mike McCarthy was blown out the door. It obviously didn't happen, but Bill knew what he didn't have going into 2023, and he was pandering to the Joneses, just like he pandered to the Joneses that season before that game. Anyways, thought that
I'm not talking about this.
You have it good. The quarterback is behaving. The head coach is addicted to football. You won a game against a more talented roster on the road today. Yes, they're 3-7 or whatever they are. They still have more talent than you. You count your blessings here that you're in this position, and your owner better get off his butt and spend money next April and March.
And microphone drop. Thank you very much, Jake in Boston. See, I mean, he delivers it with his sometimes virulent, emphatic, agitated tone, but that was probably one of the more positive calls we've ever taken from Jake in Boston.
It was. I don't want to, like, you know, I get accused enough of carrying the water for Robert Kraft. Didn't he spend $300 million?
Yeah, see, that's the one thing. That narrative, I'm uncomfortable with that narrative. Like, it's not Robert Kraft's doing that they didn't, that they were inactive at the trade deadline. It's not Robert Kraft who said, no. You can't go get that. They spent $104 million on Milton Williams. They spent $40 million on Spillane. They spent money all over the place. $70 million
on Steph Diggs.
Like, Carlton Davis had $60 million. Right there, there's $270 million on four players, guys.
So I get that they still had cap money, and a lot of people want to fixate on that cap money, but this offseason, they spent money. And if they do it again next year with the cap money they have, some of it on Gonzo potentially and some of it on needs, but this idea that they didn't spend any money last offseason is a strange one to me. I mean, hell, we've kind of bitched about Carlton Davis being overpaid until today.
Yeah, first day, yeah, redeems himself not only in-game after the bad penalty he gave up, but also making a couple of key plays down the stretch on the drive. Because without Carlton Davis, I hate to say it, folks, it's Bengals 27, Patriots 26 final score.
Correct. So, I don't know. And actually, you were in a dogfight today in part because your $100 million defensive tackle wasn't out there and the Bengals' run game was better than what we've seen most of the year. So, if anything, today was sort of an example of a game where money was spent and it affected this game in various ways. Carlton Davis saved it for you, and you were in a dogfight in part because you played your first game without Milton Williams.
Bengals didn't necessarily look like a 3-8 team to me. With Joe Burrow, they looked better than advertised. They just
or did you look worse than advertised? Dun dun dun.
61777.
Back to the phones we go. Scott is up in Maine. Yeah, good to hear from you there, fella. What's up?
Hey guys. Hey Andy, we need to have a discussion. After the last game, driving home, I heard you say about the stupidest thing I've ever heard you say. So I need to backtrack a little bit. When I first met my wife years and years ago, okay, first part of the first dynasty, we went up in the last 2 minutes, and she said the words you never want to say. Well, we won that one. And we had to have a discussion about tempting fate, because it's a real thing. Now, I just about drove off the road when I heard Andy say what he said the other day. Next day, not 24 hours later, we lose Milton Williams. Now we lose the entire left side of the offensive line. Somehow, Andy doesn't know something the rest of us learned a long time ago. It's very bad to drink Joe Boo's rum. It's very bad.
Very bad.
Now, I don't know if you need Pedro Sereno and a live chicken. I don't know if you need to flag down Sam and Dean Winchester and their 67 Impala for a seance. But this had better not happen again. You know better than this, Andy. Don't let it happen again.
My apologies.
And you've been and you've just now been told by who was that one more time? That was our friend in that was Scott in Maine, Andy. And don't make Scott drive all the way down from Maine just to give you the
sorry,
what for
Scott.
And the hoo-ha next time. All right, last call before we catch a break. No, we'll try to monitor and police him on that the best we can. We won't do very well, but we'll at least try. Last call before we catch a break. Come back for thumbs up, thumbs down, and wrap up Six Rings postgame show live portion before the replay. David is in Florida. Oh, hello, sir.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I'm hello. Andy, sounds like you're in a lot of trouble.
Sounds like people are mad at me, including maybe Mike Vrabel, even though I'd like to deflect it elsewhere. I think Bedard screwed it up more than I did. I blame Bedard.
What did Bedard do? I missed that part.
He was bragging about the health of this team as well and talking about injuries and stuff.
Campbell's a concern. Even if he misses three or four games, he's going to have to come back and be in shape to go for the playoffs. And that could be a problem, but hopefully it'll be all right, like you said. Now, what concerns me is that in the regular season, they're doing just enough to get by and win. I mean, but come playoff time, they're going to be playing better teams, and they're going to have to be more efficient. I mean, there was no excuse for that situation when it was first and goal and they couldn't get the ball in the end zone, and it was second and goal. They had like six or seven tries, so there were a couple of penalties too, and they couldn't punch the ball in. That was just agonizing.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're going to have to be more efficient in the playoffs in the red zone, and that's just clear as day. I don't know what else to say about that.
Well, there you go. That's the bottom line. Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate the call.
That's about efficiency. All I got to say about that.
I was going
to
say, David kind of gumped out on us there.
That's okay.
That's it. Hey, listen, he was just no lies detected. He was speaking his piece, and we're here for that. Patriots are going to have to be more efficient. We've harped on that a little bit. I said that was, you know, my big takeaway was, yeah, sure, it hurts without Will Campbell for a while. Yeah, you don't want to see a quarterback start off so shaky, or I'm not sure if it was shaky or agitated or too excited or just unsteady. And there are a number of other things that they're going to have to work with that extra day to course correct before their final game before the break, let alone for the remainder of the season, if they are to pursue that first overall seed in the AFC. My big takeaway was that, you know, the not being able to punch it across the goal line was the biggest concern. Yours was, hey, Mr. soon-to-be $35 million a year cornerback, maybe you don't let their number four receiver cook you like that late in the game when you need a stop, not a score.
Yeah. Well, you know, in a day when you lost one of your tentpole players, Will Campbell, to an injury, I'd like one of the other tentpole players to step up. And that was alarmingly easy for Joe Flacco and whatever the hell the fourth receiver's name is, Henley, whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't know. Probably not going to learn it because, I don't know, he's behind Higgins and Chase, and when they're back, he'll be forgotten. That was alarmingly easy, I thought, for them. And I don't know. That was a singular play that left a bad taste in my mouth because I get the other stuff. Like, Josh will beat his head against a wall tonight. He'll be really upset, I'm sure, as he breaks down each and every one of those individual goal-to-go situations.
That's probably going to be a lot of iPad for him tonight, but not the, hey, kids, just watch this while mom and dad pay some bills type, or like on the airplane.
Yeah, I just felt like, remember last year when I was getting excited about the recruitment videos for Drake May, the exciting one-off plays?
The big play against the Titans, yeah.
Yeah, well, this was the opposite of that. This was like, if there was arbitration in football like there is in baseball, where we're going to sit down and decide what Christian Gonzalez makes, and I have to tell him why he shouldn't make as much as he thinks he should make, I would put that play on and say, hey, we had a game where we were in a bit of a dogfight, we were battling injuries, our offense was struggling a little bit, and you let some jackal beat you like this. Watch this play, sir, and tell me what happened here.
Yeah, and just look in the back of the jersey. It doesn't say Higgins. Is that a C-H-A-S-E? Oh, no, it's a T-I-N-S-L-E-Y.
Yeah, and so that play was the opposite of a recruitment video. It was a video. It was a play that I think we point to if we ever wanted to say, maybe he's not as good as he thinks he is, or maybe he shouldn't make as much money as he thinks he should. Because big players come up big time in big situations, and I didn't like that. Left a bad taste.
And we got one more big break before the big segment here on the postgame show. Thumbs up, thumbs down to wrap up the live portion of the Six Rings postgame show. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss it. 617-779-7937 for the best of your texts. And if you want to try to squeeze in one more phone call before we wrap it up, it's Fitzy, it's Hart, it's Zach, it's you here on the postgame show.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Six Rings Postgame Show on WEEI.
Final live segment here on the Six Rings Postgame Show, as always brought to you by our friends at McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services. It's all brought to you by McFarlandEnergy.com, M-A-C-F-A-R-L-A-N-E, McFarlandEnergy.com. McFarland! And of course, coming up now, it's the often imitated, never duplicated Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down, which is sponsored by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K, or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Andy, take it away.
So I'm going to start my thumbs up list with Carlton Davis, the guy we've been talking about who made a couple key plays late and I thought showed up like a high-end veteran cornerback. He was putting on a clinic with the technique, sort of the late hand to bat the ball away. So Carlton Davis, way to earn your paycheck today. I'll say the same about Hunter Henry. I believe it was a career-high 7 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. Had another touchdown that you noted was wiped out by a not-so-subtle pick from Mac Hollins across the middle of the end zone, which even drew him to laugh. I think even the Bengals were laughing about it. He was kind of with a couple Bengals defenders, and they were all kind of just laughing that he got caught doing something that you're not allowed to do. Andy Borogalis, you don't win this football game without him going 4-for-4, right? 4-for-4 on field goals. The bad news about the red zone and the, you know, punching it in and different things, the good news, you get the field goal opportunities for the young kicker, and he continues to show you he is becoming maybe one of the more reliable, trusted, consistent parts of this football team, although I'm not allowed to say it because did I just jinx him? Is he going to miss a field goal on Monday night against the Giants? Drake May, post-bad start, I thought was really good. So he finishes 22 of 35, 294 yards, one touchdown, the one ugly interception, 87.1 rating. Also ran for 22 yards, had a key first down pickup late that I thought was critical in keeping this game alive. Didn't get 300 yards, got 294, new career high. So the bulk of the game, Drake May, I thought was pretty damn good. Our guy Marcus Jones, it was easy, it was a gift, but hey, he didn't drop it. I've seen guy drop passes before. So Marcus Jones gets into the end zone. Penalties were also a plus. I'm going a little deeper on the pluses than you expected me to. Only four penalties. Only four penalties for a team that early in the year we were like 8, 9, 10, 11 penalties. And I thought Booty coming back, it was weird because he was quiet early to the point where I was like, wait, is Booty actually back? Where's Booty? And then Booty got out there. He only had 2 catches for 15 yards, but he did have a couple penalties that he drew that I think were part of the success of the offense that was scuffling at times. So I thought Kayshon Booty did a nice job in his return to action. That's going to do it for the thumbs up. Now we get to the thumbs down. Thumbs down first and foremost to injuries and the health in football. This team got decimated today. We all know that. Will Campbell, Jared Wilson, Tonga, Schooler. They were, even Moses was ill and had to leave for a while. So the injuries suck. I hate them. Josh McDaniels, I'm sorry, buddy, but the execution, the play calling, the efficiency, whatever you want to call it, you got extra chances and you still couldn't punch the ball in. That was symbolic. I think there was even one shot of Mike Vrabel throwing up his three fingers to say, let's go for the field goal on fourth down because he was so frustrated that they couldn't get in. Gonzo, I said it to you. Gonzo, be better. You want to be a $30 to $40 million corner? Don't get beat by some fourth receiver I've barely heard of with the game on the line. That game was closer than it needed to be, in part because your number one cornerback couldn't cover their number four wide receiver. The running back slash run game, haven't broken down the film, Fitzy, so I don't know exactly where I want to blame, but Travion Henderson, 18 attempts for 66 yards, that's 3.7. Ramondre Stevenson, 6 attempts for 5 yards, that's 0.8 yards per carry.
That's not stupefying to me. Like the 6 for 5. Travion, one thing I'd like to, maybe an early stocking gift, I don't know if you ever like got an early Christmas gift or just like, or you know, sometimes just a little something for good behavior heading into the holidays. I would love 1 week to have him average over 4 yards a carry, Andy.
Yes. It's funny because I think Trent Green said, was he the color commentator? Yeah, it was Trent Green.
He was
right?
Indeed alongside Kevin Harlan.
Who's not great anymore. He's lost his fastball. Yeah, he's lost his fastball a little bit.
A little bit.
Not old enough to be making the mistakes he makes. He's not Al Michaels. Al Michaels makes a mistake, I'm like,
and wearing more
100.
Makeup than Barbara Streisand today. Jeez.
Yeah, didn't care for that. But Trent Green said something about, you know, Ramondre Stevenson back to give them one heck of a 1-2 punch. I want that to be true. It just wasn't true and isn't true. In theory, they have a heck of a 1-2 punch, but I need it to actually play out on the football field. Some of that's with the line, too, so that's part of it. The run game was as, beyond the injuries, which you have no control over, the run game was the most disappointing aspect of today's game. In the middle of the field, on the goal line, the whole damn thing. The run game sucked against a bad defense. That's it. I'm done.
All right. There's the thumbs up, thumbs down. Once again, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Don't forget, tomorrow on WEI, it is a Patriots Monday on the Greg Hill Show. They'll be talking to Coach Mike Vrabel. On the Midday Show, Hunter Henry with Jones and Keefe, and we'll, of course, have Marcus Jones, who made a big pass breakup at the end of the game and had a pick six, and quarterback Drake May, and everyone's favorite, May, or may not. We're getting into Thanksgiving week, so there's going to be a lot of gratitude, a lot of good times, and a lot of power rankings of side dishes, pies, and so much more you've got to look forward to. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll get to the best of our replays from today's edition of the Six Rings Postgame Show. Good job by you, Hart. Back to the one chair for you tomorrow at Jumbo Hart. Give him a follow. Zach Coe, excellent job as always, back in the flagship, helping us with the Six Rings Postgame Show. And your old pal, FitzyGFY, saying thanks for listening, folks. We'll talk to you very soon. Once again, Patriots 26, Bengals 20, 10-2, 9 in a row, undefeated on the road. How about that?
See ya.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.